lots of cities think they're great places to visit and would love to host a national political convention. Political parties know that, so they expect a lot from any city that wants the honor. For the last convention, for example, the Democratic Party required the host committee of Charlotte, North Carolina, to provide 250 air-conditioned buses to haul delegates and staff around, 50 vehicles for party staffers to use a full year before the convention, and 350 vehicles during the convention itself. And that wasn't all. They demanded 50,000 square feet of Class A office space for staff, along with 20 fax machines, 700 smartphones. You get the idea. And then there's the big stuff.
The host committee is also responsible for the build-out of the arena.
That's Kevin Washoe, who's staffing Philadelphia 2016, the host committee for Philadelphia's bid. The committee will have to plan and fund the transformation of the Wells Fargo Center into a convention arena. There's also a temporary media center to be built adjacent to the arena.
It'll be a fairly big media center. We'll expect press from all over the world, all over the country.
Charlotte's contract specified a 200,000-square-foot media center, fully outfitted with power, desks, and Wi-Fi. What does it all cost? Former Pennsylvania Governor Ed Rendell, who heads Philadelphia's host committee, expects to have to raise at least $40 million. He was mayor when the city last lured a political convention and says the challenges are substantial.
We're way behind the curve. We're a good 6 to 8 months later than we were when we bid for the Republican convention in 2000. But fortunately, not too late.
Philadelphia's bid for the 2000 GOP convention came at a particular moment in the city's history. It had been nearly broke only a few years before, but a strong economy and the Rendell team had revived the city's fortunes and reinvigorated Center City. Business leaders rallied to grab the national spotlight and showcase the city's comeback. Mayor Michael Nutter has said Philadelphia will not be able to make a financial contribution to the 2016 convention as it did in 2000. Zach Stahlberg, president of the Watchdog Group Committee of 70, says business leaders being tapped for big contributions aren't exactly feeling the magic.
Well, there's not a lot of enthusiasm in the business community as far as I can tell. People are skeptical about the permanent long-term benefits of the last national convention.
Big donors have another complaint. Many are already being asked to contribute to the giant Catholic gathering, the World Meeting of Families planned for the city in September 2015. That will also cost tens of millions of dollars. If the Pope attends, it would drive up security costs substantially. Donna Farrell, executive director of the World Meeting, says boosters of the political convention shouldn't worry about her fundraising.
We don't really see this as a competition. This would be an international event, and we will be looking outside of Philadelphia into other parts of Pennsylvania, throughout the country, and frankly throughout the world for our fundraising.
Maybe, but locals are being asked to help with the World Meeting. To cite just one example, Brian Roberts, chairman of Comcast, arguably the city's most prominent corporation, is co-chair of the event. Stahlberg says fundraising for the convention center could hit another headwind. Philadelphians will see a competitive mayoral primary next spring, and contributors might prefer to wait until a new mayor is chosen to write big checks.
It's a town built on favors, and if somebody's going to owe you a favor because you gave money, you want it to be the sitting mayor, not the last mayor.
Rendell says Philadelphia is big enough to host the two events back-to-back and is sure the benefits will make everybody glad they took on the challenge. But these things aren't easy. Charlotte's committee came up well short of the $36 million it promised to raise to host the 2012 convention. The company Duke Energy, which provided a $10 million line of credit to ensure the city got the convention, ended up having to eat that loss. University of North Carolina professor Eric Heberlig, who's writing a book about cities hosting conventions, says the consensus in Charlotte was it was worth the effort because it was an up-and-coming city that wanted to introduce itself to the nation.
It allowed Charlotte to make the case for what it's about, how it's changing, build a brand that just advertising in the usual tourist-oriented venues doesn't get you.
Heberlig says it might be a different calculus for Philadelphia, a larger city with a more established positive image. Philadelphia's managed to make the finals in the Democrats' competition, along with Cleveland, Columbus, Phoenix, Birmingham, and Brooklyn. The next step will be a visit from the Democrats' site selection committee. Philadelphia boosters are confident the city will blow the competition away. If they're right, they can start worrying about where to get all that money. Dave Davies, WHYY News.